April 1, Source of All Light. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Jesus of Nazareth declared himself the light of the world. What think ye of him? What position does he occupy among the world's religious teachers? Hundreds, yes, thousands of men are recognized as having been great thinkers. Men who speculated, who published their theories, and charmed the minds of many with their intellectual and moral attainments. These so-called great men who have left to the world the productions of their life of thought have been ranked as the wisest men the world has ever known. But these cannot compare with Christ. There was a revelation before man's productions were brought forth. His finite knowledge is but the result of beholding the wondrous things that have been shining in our world, contained in the teachings of Christ, the greatest of all teachers. Whatever great ideas man may have evolved have come through Christ. Every precious gem of thought, every flash of intellect is revealed by the light of the world. Christ makes no apology when he declares, I am the light of the world. He was, in life and teaching, the gospel, the foundation of all pure doctrine. Just as the sun compares with the lesser lights in the heavens, so did Christ, the source of all light, compare with the teachers of his day. He was before them all, and shining with the brightness of the sun, he diffused his penetrating, gladdening rays throughout the world. Measured by finite minds, men are called learned and great, but with all their boasted wisdom, their science and learning, they cannot thus know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. No man who has ever lived, whoever will live, can claim to be the infallible guide, the supreme revealer of truth. Men may seek to reach the highest standard in learning, but there is one, a teacher sent from God, who still stands higher than they. No human teacher can equal him.